Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You can do so right now. You can also text that number or drop me a line. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. If you got something that's a little longer but you do not want to get on the air, that's aight. Rob.Brown@thefanupstate.com is there for you as well. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet the great one at Lonzo on Word. You can tweet everybody up in the building at the Fan Upstate. If you're on X, all my social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, are all at the Rob Brown Show. If you haven't tossed us a follow yet, please do so. We'd love to have you as part of our online community. We'd also love to have you on the air as part of our on-air community, like Spike, who was kind enough to call in during the break, joins us live on the show. Spike, what up, big dog? Welcome to the show.
I was moved terribly by what I just heard, so. When you are with me, I'm free. I'm careless, I believe. Above all the others, we'll fly. It brings tears to my eyes. Rob sacrifice. Sacrifice. Thank you.
Spike.
It was either that or One Shining Moment.
It was not my, you know what? It was my shining moment because, as said, Spike, a lesser man would have been writhing on the floor in pain, but not me. I found a way through it. I rose to the occasion. I tapped the play like a champion sign today. I found my base. I found my footing. I dropped the center of gravity and I rose like a phoenix through the ashes to come out better on the other side. Spike, thank you for your recognition of that fact.
Yes, absolutely.
Good man. Appreciate you, Spike. Thanks very much for checking in. Thank you for serenading me there and lifting my spirits.
It has the opposite effect, though. You're trying to come down from the excitement of it, and then someone calls in and sings Creed for you. That takes you up another level.
He called in to sing Creed because he recognized that a moment of that magnitude, a moment of that greatness, a performance of that caliber deserved nothing less than prime Scott Stapp. That's the level of recognition that Spike had there, and I need you to know I appreciated it immensely. Spike gets it. He understands that all of you just got shown what top-notch athleticism truly looks like. Hey, Xavier Leggett gave us some more sound. I'm not a Kentucky Derby guy. I think have I ever said that on the show? I think I've said
it
that.
It sounds
on the show.
Vaguely familiar. Like yeah. Possibly, maybe.
Yeah, I cannot stand the Kentucky Derby. Now I love a Kentucky Derby party. I like any party, any good party. I will come to your child's birthday party if you tell me there's an outdoor cooler stocked with brewskis. All right. I love a party. However, the event around which we base this party is dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. All right? It's dumb. Like, I can't get in to the horse racing. It's just not for me. And then when you add into the fact that all of these horses are owned by a bunch of pretentious rich people who pay $300,000 for a vial of horse procreational fluids.
Well done.
To make new baby horses that they can then raise to run a couple of races and then put out to pasture, literally in this case. I just can't get into it. And really, it's not the horse's fault. It's not even the pretentious rich people's fault. Do you know whose fault it is? It's your fault, America. It's your fault. Because for 364 days per year, none of you give a good gosh darn about horse racing. But then that one Saturday in May rolls around, and all of a sudden, everybody in my life suddenly becomes horse racing experts. All of a sudden, everybody in my life has a take on, well, you know, when they run on this surface versus that substrate versus that dirt, and this, he's got a lap time or a whatever time, a marker time. I don't even know because I don't care. But every first Saturday in May, I stumble into this world where all of y'all become horse racing experts. And then you know what happens? The race wraps up at, you know, it starts at 6:02 on Saturday, and then it's over at 6:04 Saturday. And then blissfully, I get 364 consecutive days where none of you give a damn about horse racing anymore.
Just a quick aside, Luke Combs just popped up on my feed, and you're right.
I know. It's Cole. He's Cole. You've never seen Luke Combs and Cole in the same room.
No.
Is all I'm going to say. However, while I do not like the Derby, I will attend a Kentucky Derby party, because while I do not like the Derby, I like a mint julep quite a bit.
Have you ever been to a racetrack, though?
Yes.
An actual racetrack?
Yes.
Did you put any money down when you went?
I did not, because to me, what's the reason?
Well, you bet on other stuff.
Correct.
I would have thought you got like $5, you put it down on a horse and see what happens.
Nah. I'd rather buy a lottery scratcher. Okay? I'd rather buy a scratchy.
There was a major, I guess major horse facility. I forget what they're called.
Horse facility is what it is. Horse facility.
I was going to say one of them horse racing places that was that's right down the road from where I worked at Kroger's. And one of the cashiers was dating a bookie or a guy who spent a lot of time at the track. And he wore like a small hat. He looked like a classic movie guy. So we went and talked to him a couple of times when we went to the track.
Oh, there's a real horse gambling community.
Yeah. I mean, he gave us a couple. He didn't give us any big time stuff. He's like, you know, here, you want to earn a couple bucks? Here you go. I'll give you a couple. And we actually went, working at Kroger's. You don't make a lot of money. You just went and put $5 down and got enough to go out and get pizza. So, I mean, you know.
There is a real horse racing community. And I will say this. If you are someone who gambles on the ponies and isn't throwing your life away doing it, but enjoys gambling on the ponies, and I have one friend who legitimately gambles horses. And he knows the horses. Like, he will sit there and be like, oh, yeah, this horse did this, and at this race on this surface, he turned in this time, and he did that. And, like, he genuinely gambles on the horses, and he gets it. I'll listen to that guy. And that's it. The rest of you, not a word about it, okay? That being said, while I have zero love for the Derby, I do not tune in to watch the on-screen Kentucky Derby party because I don't care about the celebrities in their big hats. I could care less. I like a mint julep. I like wearing seersucker on a Saturday afternoon, and that's about it.
So you don't want to see what Travis Kelce's dressed like when he goes?
No. Nope.
You don't want to see what Xavier Leggett is going to be dressed
like? Nope. You're getting to me before I get there.
No, I was trying to bring it back around.
So I'm getting there.
Doing that team thing.
I do not care what your celebrities show up looking like. The same as I don't care what they show up looking like at the Grammys or the Oscars or anything else. I don't care what they're wearing. They all look like jackasses. None of us are going to dress like that. I don't care. I now have a reason to watch Kentucky Derby coverage on Saturday. And that reason is this man. You know my favorite part of that clip is?
It's a good-looking horse, by the way, from what I understand. I mean, it looked like a decent... I thought it was kind of like a thoroughbred. I don't know if it was or not.
I have no insider horse knowledge. The horse knowledge I have is I know how to ride a horse, and I can look at a horse and go, that's a pretty horse. That's pretty much it. Xavier Leggett, that's a horse guy. Okay? I will trust Xavier Leggett with my horse racing entertainment. I will watch it because Xavier Leggett is the NFL's social media Kentucky Derby correspondent. If they just strap a camera onto the guy following Xavier Leggett around, and I may not go to a Kentucky Derby party on Saturday. I may just sit home, drink cold Busch Lights, and watch Xavier Leggett talk about horses at the Derby. My favorite part about that clip, as the official Xavier Leggett translator of the Upstate, is that one even got away from me a little bit. My favorite bit about that.
Well, I mean, he did. He said he was going to represent the NFL. All the things that you had said before, I could hear him say.
Oh,
all
I
that
got
stuff.
It.
Then he was bragging on his horse. And if you watch the video, he's showing off the horse and stuff too.
I got it, but I kind of had to take notes. That one was the most XL sounding XL clip so far. I am a huge fan. My favorite thing though is the fact that the NFL is going to be working overtime because without me there to serve as the official XL translator for their social media feed, they're going to have to figure out how in the hell they're going to put like live subtitles up while Xavier Leggett is doing this because the replies
that
on that video.
Is that disrespectful if they do that?
No.
Putting up.
No.
Because my guy is speaking English.
Yes. With a very thick country-ass accent. Let's not pretend that Xavier Leggett sounds like a Harvard man. He doesn't. He sounds like a country fella. And that's not disparaging. It's just an accent.
Why would you compare the two? Because when you think of Harvard, you think of smart. So it makes it sound like you're saying not. And he's I don't agree with that, you know?
You wouldn't agree that Harvard equals smart?
That people at Harvard sound a certain way. I don't think all people from Harvard sound the same way.
I'm not saying all people from Harvard sound a certain way. I'm saying
so you're talking
nobody
about,
is going...
Haughty versus homegrown.
No! Xavier Leggett has a thick country accent.
He does.
That's all. And for people...
But according to him, everyone in Mullen sounds just like that.
For though. People who do not have someone in their life who speaks like Xavier Leggett, the man's hard to understand. That's not a bad thing. It's just reality. He's hard to understand. And so the subtitles are going to be... I can understand because I have people in my family who sound like Xavier Leggett. I grew up around that accent. I get it. I understand it. I can hear it.
Can we get some of them on the show?
I'll find out. I'll see if I can get my Uncle Jimmy on the show. I'm going to tell you right now, we might as well just get Ed Orgeron on the show and hand him a couple of bottles of bourbon beforehand. Like, let's go, Edo.
So we're talking like Farmer Fred or whatever his name
I'll
was.
Put that, go put that
Bob
order.
Boucher.
That or going to get behind that gate and then that trumpet dude going on about and them whore going to come out the gate and the horse is going to go around that corner and they're going to run the mud flying everywhere and then jockeys and little dude up on that horse and they're going to be riding them horses around that track and then one of them whore going to hit the finish line first and they're going to get in the flowers and that's going to be great.
Now I want to see Xavier Leggett and Ed Orgeron reporting together.
I would not leave my house. Sorry, everybody, I told that I would come to your Kentucky Derby party. If Ed O and XL are on a broadcast together, I'm going to go ahead and say they should just call everything. Sorry.
Go Tigers.
I didn't cap it off. That's my bad. Thanks for the catch, James. I have to tell you, this Saturday, I will not be attending a Kentucky Derby party. After I get off the air. This Saturday, I will be attending a Xavier Leggett watch party. No. I don't want you to turn the Kentucky Derby celebrity pregame coverage on. I want you to hook your phone up to your television, and I want you to aircast the NFL's social media outlets, because I don't give a damn about anyone in that building with the exception of Xavier Leggett. That's it. That's all that I want to hear, listen to, talk about. I want as much XL on Saturday as I can possibly get. That's all. I can't wait. That's gonna be absolutely spectacular. I don't. Why would you watch anything else? All right, we got to run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I was gonna do it there. The audio blitz, give you some of the best audio I've picked up this week. But that is the best audio that I've picked up this week. So when we come back, got a few more clips I'm going to play, and we're going to react to some from Ryan Day, Rory McIlroy, Kenyon Barner talked about his welcome to the league moment, yet another guy who says Luke Kuechly provided it, and more. I am Rob Brown. He's the great one, Lonzo. This is the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate, the audio blitz. Some of the best audio we have picked up since the last time we did the blitz. Had some technical issues this week that kept me from grabbing audio, but I grabbed some audio. Let's start with this one. Bill Simmons, noted baseball/Boston Red Sox fan, was doing an episode of the Unlistenable podcast. That's the name of the podcast, and I love it. He went off on a bit of a tangent, and I gotta tell you, I thought it was hilarious. So they are talking about Robin Williams' character from the movie Good Will Hunting, who, in trying to mentor a young and emotionally struggling Matt Damon's character, tells Matt Damon that he had tickets to go see Game 6 of that World Series. A Game 6 where the Red Sox had to win back-to-back to win the World Series. They ultimately would. It became, perhaps, the most iconic moment in the history of the Boston Red Sox. And in the movie, Robin Williams' character tells Matt Damon, who is in the movie a big-time Red Sox fan, that he skipped out on that Game 6, gave away his tickets to go see a girl that he had just met at a bar. And I have to say, I kind of totally agree with Bill Simmons on this one. I hated that. I hated that in that movie. I'm like, wait. And in the movie, Robin Williams' character would go on to fall in love with that girl, to marry that girl, to spend a couple of decades with that lady. She would get, if I recall correctly, I think she got cancer and passed away. But the whole point for Robin Williams was sometimes you just got to roll the dice because that ended up being the greatest thing in his life. And my response was, yeah. What happened if she sucked, right? What happened if you got there and it turned out she was just in it for the free drinks? Or what happened if you got there and you're a big Red Sox fan and she goes, I hate baseball and I can't date a guy who likes baseball? What happens if you get there and it turns out that it's like your buddy's ex and you can't date her or something, right? You passed up on game 6 tickets to the World Series. What happens if you go on this date, you get there, it doesn't work out for any reason at all, and the Red Sox go on to win that World Series? I skipped out on the Saints Super Bowl. I had tickets available to me to go watch the Saints play the Colts in the Super Bowl down in Miami, Florida. And I skipped out. You know why I skipped out? I skipped out because I thought it was going to make me a great employee. My boss said, hey, Rob, we booked a remote for the Super Bowl. You're a big Saints fan. You know, it would do a lot of good for the station, for you, for the sponsor, if you were the one who hosted that event. So we'd like you there. We'll pay you double. And I said, you know what? My boss is going to think that if I skip out, and I made it known that I had tickets, if I skip out on this Super Bowl to stay here and do this remote because it's very important for the radio station, if I stay here and do this, my boss is going to think I'm a great employee. I'm never going to be in trouble in my life. So I didn't go to the Super Bowl. I missed out on the Saints beating the Colts. Because the other thought was, it's Peyton Manning. We're probably not going to win this game, right? So, like, that would stink to pass up on double pay, make myself look like a great employee, yada, 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 to drive all the way to Miami, spend a ton of money to go watch my team lose their first, last, and only Super Bowl. Well, I didn't go. The Saints won the Super Bowl. Do you know what happened? The guy I replaced that went to jail for multiple felony accounts came out of jail about 6 weeks later, and I got fired so that he could have his job back.
You know, I get this. It's an unfortunate thing that happened to you, but love or baseball, choose love, man. I mean,
he had not been on a date with this girl. Yeah. This wasn't like, now, if it was the wife of 17 years and she had a major medical thing, yes, of course, skip it for your wife.
Sometimes you just know, right? I mean, sometimes you just know.
He didn't know. He hadn't met her.
Okay.
That's the whole point. He didn't know this girl.
It's also a fictional character. But again, if in real life, I believe, what percentage of guys go for the girl and not the baseball?
I don't think it is about what percentage of guys. I think it's the fact that in the movie, he's a big Red Sox fan.
No, but I'm just asking.
What percent of Red Sox fans would have passed up on a Game 6 World Series ticket to go meet a girl he had never met before at a bar? 2% of them. 2%. 2%.
It depends on the age of the guy. And again, the chance that the girl. So he had no idea what the. You keep saying met at the bar, because I never watched Good Will Hunting, so you keep saying met at the bar, so he knows what she looks like.
If I recall correct, I haven't seen Good Will Hunting in like 10 years, but if I recall, he had like seen her, had one conversation, and they set up a date.
Okay, so he knows what she looks like. It's not like it's a blind date. So
Does it matter? This is game 6 of the World Series.
Yeah, guy's going for the girl every time, I think.
Not a chance.
Just about every time.
No. Absolutely not. Hey, listen, if I was on the verge of proposal with this girl, then like maybe we talk. But here's the other thing. If she's worth marrying, she's going to go, no, dummy, go to the game. We can go to the bar literally tomorrow.
All right. So we
or the day after or the day after. There is one World Series game 6 this year.
We had a caller who called in and sang My Sacrifice to Rob earlier in the hour. You got to be willing to sacrifice a baseball game for true love.
This isn't a baseball game. This is game 6 of the World Series. If this is an April matchup between the Red Sox and the Twins, I'm like, yeah, go meet the girl. Maybe she's the one. This is not an April game between the Red Sox and the Twins. This is the World Series game number 6, and you're going to meet a girl that you have no idea if she's the one. That's a terrible decision, man. This isn't like, oh, I'm going to meet somebody because I love them. This is Here's maybe the down the line, potentially I can meet him. The right call is, hey, listen, I know we had a date, and if you don't understand, that's fine. It's just not going to work out. But I've been a Red Sox fan my entire life. I got tickets to the World Series. Any chance we could go to the bar, I don't know, the day after that?
Yeah. You don't go to the game because you can watch that on DVR. You don't want to regret the rest of your life going, that might have been the one, and I passed it up for something that I could have viewed like a bunch of different ways, even though I wasn't there in person. Because you being there in person, I mean, yeah, it gives you an experience. So does the fact that you passed up on what could have been the one for baseball.
No. For the World Series.
Yeah.
Again, this isn't April 12th at home against the Rockies. This is World Series Game 6 that this man skipped out on. Okay? That I have been on 100 first dates in my life. I married one of those women. Now, today, I'd skip out on anything for her. I'd skip out on the Saints and the Super Bowl for her.
It's not really sounding that way, though, because, I mean, your whole thing, yeah, but it's the World Series. You've said that a bunch of times.
He wasn't married to her. They had not been on a date. I would skip a Super Bowl for my wife. However, do you know what I did? I married a woman who says, I understand how important sports are to you, and I understand how important your teams are to you, and that you have been fans of your teams for 30, 35, 40 years, so I would never ask you to do that. When I was born, the moment I was born, I was wrapped in a New Orleans Saints blanket. I was literally born a Saints fan.
Don't want to be semantic here, but that doesn't make you a fan.
Literally born a Saints fan, okay? I would skip a Saints Super Bowl for my wife if she asked me to. The thing is, I married a woman who would never ask me to.
It's pretty easy to do right now. I mean,
you get the point. You don't have to be a jerk. You don't have to be a jerk. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's run to a break. We'll do it extend. I got a couple more clips that I want to get to, but that's stuck in my craw. Bill Simmons has got a very good point there. Very good point there. You do not skip out on Game 6 of a World Series for a woman you've never had a full conversation with.
Go for the girl, man.
No.
Most guys would.
No, they wouldn't.
They'll tell you something different.
You know what?
Going for the girl.
You know what? 844-326-3663.
I'm going to put it in a poll that I word a certain way where there's no way that anyone could, you know, actually vote in the poll fairly.
If you are Robin Williams' character in Good Will Hunting, you have a choice. Meet the girl that you had a very brief conversation with at a bar for a first date or World Series Game 6. I'm going to make it easy. Text 844-326-3663. Text girl or text bar. Ladies, you can participate. Text fella, text girl or text game. Girl or game, guy or game. Okay? Real simple. Did he make the right call? If you were in that character's shoes, are you going to meet the girl? Or you go into the game. 844-326-3663. Text us your answers. We'll do the rest of the blitz when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Texter says, this is Forrest. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. I would ignore anyone on earth to go to a Cowboys Super Bowl. Listen, I'm not saying ignore your wife to go to the game. I'm saying ignore a girl you've never been on a date. And oh, by the way, dude ghosted his bros for this, which is maybe even more.
We should refine the search, not that we could, but and make it only single people. Who haven't been in a relationship ever or in a while, and ask them what does, because most people have been married for a while or and you're having this opinion. I mean, there are lonely people out there, and they see a shot, an opportunity, and they don't want to pass up on the fact that that might be the one. You've already found the one, Rob. This guy didn't, so he made the right choice.
I have skipped out on women in the past for less than a damn World Series. Hey, speaking of love stories, you remember a couple of weeks ago the Braves were up in Toronto. The Braves guys on the FanDuel Sportsnet that cover the games. When Wiley Ballard, who is their stadium reporter, went up into the upper deck party area at the game, he ended up doing a quick little interview with two young ladies. And as he concluded the interview, the play-by-play and color guy, Ben Ingram and Joe Simpson, they said, hey, you should ask for their numbers. You should get their numbers, Wiley. You should holla at them, Wiley. And Wiley, being the super smooth playboy that he is, took full advantage and said to the young ladies, hey, the guys in the box, they would like for me to get your number. And it was very interesting because a lot of us out here were like, that a baby, Wiley! And a lot of other people were like, that's not okay. That's uncomfortable. They put that young lady in an uncomfortable position. That's inappropriate. Blah, 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 blah. I thought it was great. I thought it was fun. I thought it was entertaining. She could have said no. She could have given the fake number, whatever. She could have embarrassed them on TV, just like, whatever. Like, I thought it was great. Well, it was asked multiple times, what happened with old Wiley? He got the number. Did he use it? Ben Ingram and Joe Simpson do a Braves podcast, and earlier this week, they followed up on the story. Attaboy, Wiley! My man! My guy! Here's the fun part. He's the play-by-play guy for the Atlanta Braves. They were in Toronto, meaning more than likely that young lady was from Toronto, which means that young lady looked at Wiley Ballard and said, not every night, but maybe tonight. I don't need Mr. Right. I need Mr. Right now. And that's my guy. That guy with the microphone. Let me get them digits, big boy. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. My man Wiley texted her. She took him to dinner the next night and said, I gave you my number for a reason. That a boy, Wiley. That's absolutely fantastic. Paul Bissonnette is the host of the Spit and Chicklets podcast. He is also on the NHL on TNT, where he does a studio show. And he told a story the other night that had Wayne Gretzky ready to fall off of the desk. Now, I think all of us have had the unfortunate incident take place, where you take a hockey puck or you take a basketball or an inadvertent shot to the
jock.
Boys.
He didn't mention a cup. Because jocks don't come with cups. You have to put them in there.
Yeah, I think we know what he meant. I think we know what he meant there. He wasn't wearing a cup. I think a lot of people refer to the whole apparatus as a jock. The story, however, is not the vernacular around which he describes that particular piece of, let's call it super important safety equipment. It's the fact that my guy took it the very best, a wrister to the boys, at the worst, a 100 plus mile an hour high. And by the way, if you don't know this about hockey, those hockey pucks, before they go out on the ice, are kept in an ice bath. They are kept frozen. Hockey pucks, like if you go grab one of those pucks off the wall over there, they're rubber. They're hard. But before they throw them out on the ice, they are in a bucket of ice. They keep them frozen. They are, like, we shouldn't use the phrase rock solid. We should use the phrase solid as puck, because they are beyond rock solid when they go on the ice. This man took a hockey puck to the boys. I'm just going to say, Paul Bissonnette, sometimes life lessons are more painful than others.
Yeah, out of all professional sports or sports ever in the history of humankind, the only sport where you could literally lose your groin is hockey.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you're not, I don't, that's a stupid.
Listen, hockey players
I get freedom. I understand freedom. Freedom's a wonderful thing. But ice down there is not good.
No. Our old baseball coach back when I was in high school, Lee Hale, he would walk around practice, and once per practice.
Ooh, did he do a cup check?
Once per practice, somebody got cup checked. One person per practice, somebody got cup checked. He would walk around and he would have a baseball bat, and once per practice at a random time, sometimes at the beginning, sometimes at the end, sometimes in the middle, sometimes closer to the beginning or closer to the end, but once per practice, he would walk around and he would take the skinny end of the bat and he would just go, cup check. And if you weren't wearing your cup that day and you got, and it wasn't like he gave it to you. What? And if you didn't wear your cup that day and you were the unfortunate victim of the cup check, you went to the grass.
Yeah, I don't think you can get
that
away
ain't
with
no joke.
I don't think you can get away with that in 2025.
Oh,
there'd
I doubt
be a
it.
Lawsuit or something.
I
like
doubt
that.
It. This was definitely a much more 2001 scenario.
Here's the other thing. Never cup checked by a coach, but, you know, your fellow player.
Oh, the fellows would do it all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah, the fellows would do it all the time. And boy, forgive you. If you got found out early in the practice because you were getting cup checked repeatedly the rest of the practice, buddy. Worst thing ever. Hey, I have a new favorite NFL player, mainly because I get it, my guy. I get it. Offensive lineman Gray Zabel got drafted this past weekend. He is headed to the Seattle Seahawks. He went on Seattle Sports Radio to do his very first interview as the newest member of the Seattle Seahawks. 12-hour rule. What are you going to do to hit the celly getting drafted to Seattle, Gray Zabel? I don't know, man. Probably dive into this cooler full of Busch Lights. That's my guy.
He'll probably be there a bunch because it's pretty depressing there, I understand. So, you know.
That's my dog right there. Gray Zabel. And by the way, about 4 hours after he put that up there, he sent out a tweet tagging Busch Light that said, uh-oh, out of Busch Lights. Can somebody hook me up? My man gets it. He's angling for that Busch Light endorsement before he puts on the neon green uni for the first time. That might be my favorite new offensive lineman. That might be my favorite new football player. That's my guy right there. I'm just diving in. Let's go with let's go with this one. Lonzo's from Ohio. Ohio is the Florida of the North. Florida is the Ohio of the South. It's just full of people who are, we'll say, different. Like this young man, a funeral director in Columbus, Ohio, Homestead, a whole news story dedicated to him. If people aren't crushing brewskis at my funeral, I did it wrong. All right? That's it for me. If folks aren't going, you know what? He loved the Jack and Diet. Double tall Jack and Diets all around. I did it wrong. I love this guy, Morrison Triplett. I like this guy. I don't even care if mommy and daddy bought him the funeral home because he's weird and that's what he decided he wanted to do. Because this guy's not old. He's in like his mid to late 20s, I think. I don't care how he got. I don't care if he's a Nepo baby. Because this man said, funerals suck. Let's drink through it. It's a very New Orleans mentality. We drink through everything. Jazz funerals are a thing down there. We drink and we eat through everything. Maybe that's why I respect it. But funeral home with a bar is absolutely the way to go. I respect that immensely. Ryan Day. So, Ryan Day says, yeah, philosophically speaking, when it comes to recruiting, we're looking for guys who want to be here. We're looking for guys who want to be a part of this team. We're looking for guys who want to play for us. Because if they want to play for us, they're more likely to stay. If they are coming to play for us, they're more likely to want to stay as a part of the program. And I respect that. I respect that. I also look and say, the Ohio State Buckeyes have the second highest NIL payout in college football, behind only Texas, who last year spent $22.2 million on NIL. The Buckeyes spent $20.2 million. Texas is expected to potentially reach $30 million in NIL payouts for their football team this year. Ohio State closer to $25 million. Last year, going into the season, up until right before the season started, Ohio State actually had the number one NIL valuation before Texas jumped up and grabbed it from them at the end. They will stay at the top, Texas, this year. Ohio State will stay at number two. This is kind of one of those spots. I don't have any issue with them having the second highest NIL roster payout. I don't have any issue with Ryan Day saying, oh, we're just trying to find guys who want to be here. You know, if money's your number one, you're not for us. And if you don't want to be a Buckeye, we don't want you to be a Buckeye. I respect all that. I respect both sides of that equation. You know what where you lose me a little bit? This is one of those situations where you hear a guy say, money can't buy happiness. Anyway, I'm headed to my ski lodge this weekend. Money can't buy happiness. Anyway, going to refuel the Porsche 911. Money can't buy happiness. Anyway, heading down to the lake house to enjoy the Wave Runners this weekend. Yeah, money can't buy happiness. You know what it can do? Prevent you from being real sad all the time because you can't afford stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. I am fine with the Buckeyes having the highest NIL valuation behind only Texas. I am fine with the philosophy of, yeah, it's not about the money. It's about the love of the horse chestnut. I will not listen to a rich guy say, money can't buy happiness.
See, I don't take it that way. I take it as if you decide that you're going to come here and you're dedicated, the money's going to come because it will. It just will. The money's already there. You know it's there. If you're coming there as money is your motivator, chances are you're not dedicated enough on the field. If you come there and you're dedicated enough to be an Ohio State Buckeye, you're going to get paid. You just are.
We will find out. By the way, Ohio State, I think you guys only had like one or two player transfer out.
Well, right? Yeah, because everyone got drafted. It was like the highest number of like 14 picks or something.
Yeah, you were
like that.
One off the record. I think 15 is the most draft selections for one team in one year.
Yeah, so
you guys hit 14.
Everybody done went to the NFL.
Everybody done went to the NFL. Let's see. Do I have a short clip to end this up? Sure. Why not, Draymond Green? Draymond
said,
right,
I'm completely lost. I have no idea what.
Oh, he said they got to get their hands on all the balls they can get their hands on. And then he realized what he said.
Oh, okay.
Stopped himself.
Okay.
And the reason I played the clip was the end where even Draymond Green just started dying laughing. This is a very serious postseason, post-game press conference. This is after they lost the game because they had like 16 turnovers and couldn't get any. And he's like, oh, you got to get your hands on all the balls you can get on. And then he stops himself and then starts laughing like an idiot on the podium. I don't like Draymond Green, but even I in that moment was like, hey, that's really funny. That's really funny. Yes, I'm 12, and I don't care. That's objectively comedic. I love it. Nice job, Draymond. Way to actually make me like you for a second. Don't do it again. I don't want to.
Did you just become brothers?
Brother. Anybody who says we gotta get our hands on all the balls we can get our hands on and then giggles like a schoolgirl at it. Yeah, I can hang out with that guy. I can hang out with that guy.
Thank you for not playing the Gronk laugh.
All right. That's 3 hours down. We got 1 hour left to go. When we come back, let's take a look at the weekend slate. We've got the NBA's first round coming to its conclusion either tonight or tomorrow. The NHL's opening round coming to its conclusion either tonight or tomorrow. We'll set you up for that. We got weekend baseball, the Bravos hosting the Dodgers. What do I want to see out of Atlanta this weekend? I'll let you know and more as we roll on. But before we get to that, the Draymond Green of Sports Flashes, Lonzo.
King of cheap shots. Who you think set up that chair? The New York Knicks are moving on to round two after a 116-113 win over the Pistons. Jalen Brunson dropped 50 and Mikal Bridges had 25 while Karl Anthony Towns grabbed 15 boards. New York had only 6 points off the bench, but it was enough. The Knicks face Boston in round two. Los Angeles Clippers have tied their series with Denver to force a Game 7 with a 111-105 win over the Nuggets last night. James Harden had 28 points and 8 assists. Kawhi Leonard had 27 points and 10 boards. And Norman Powell added 24. The elimination game is tomorrow night. Scottie Scheffler took the lead at the Byron Nelson with a 10-under-61 to open the tournament, turning in a 29 on the front nine. Scheffler missed last year's event held in his hometown in Texas for the birth of his child, which is a good thing. Hour number four coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.